Hello and welcome to episode 747 of Making Waves at Sea Level. My name is Tom Singer and I have been hosting this podcast for 8 years, nearly 800 episodes. And you may have noticed the show's been on hiatus for a while. It really has been since last summer, since I have regularly released episodes of this podcast. And I decided I'm going to shake some things up. My editor, who worked with me for 8 years, raised their prices to a level that I couldn't afford. And lots of other things have been going on in my life, some good, some not as good. And so I just didn't produce the podcast for a while. I still have been producing two other shows. I am the host of a show called the Digital Enterprise Society Podcast. You should go check that out on Apple and Spotify. I also took on a role as the CEO of the Austin Technology Council. I've been in this role about 9 months, and throughout this, we founded a podcast called Austin Tech Connect. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, you should go and check it out. Anyway, this show, Making Waves at Sea Level, which was originally called Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do, has been a really big part of my life since 2014. So I didn't want to shut it down. What I wanted to do is start it fresh. I'm going to keep the title, Making Waves at Sea Level. And we're going to talk about things that executives need to think about to be able to improve their careers, lead their teams. However, instead of every episode being an interview, for the time being, I'm going to do short episodes, which is going to just be me sharing thoughts and ideas on things that I've encountered and done in my career. And in this role that I have now as CEO of the Austin Technology Council, I get to sit down face to face every single week with anywhere from 5 to 10 different business leaders in my community, and I ask them questions. So sometimes their answers inspire me, and I'll take them here to this show. I'm also going to release the show on YouTube and as an audio podcast. Every single week, I might do a couple of shows a week. We're going to see. I'm going to play with it and recreate it because, you know, one of the things you have to do is shake things up. You got to try new things. You got to get out there and really make things fresh. And so I thought, well, maybe I should try to release more videos on YouTube and I should get this podcast up and rolling again. So that's what we're doing right here. So thanks for joining me. So today I wanted to talk about, as a leader, are you full of shit? And what I mean by that is I run into people all the time, especially because of my background as a professional speaker, and a podcast host, and I know a lot of people who are coaches and consultants and who write courses. There's a lot of people who go out there and just everything's a reel for them, right? Everything's their best foot forward. And yet they make mistakes all the time, or they've screwed up, or they were a horrible boss. And yet when you see them, they just talk about how great they are. And you know what? I've probably fallen into this as well, being a speaker and a consultant for so long that sometimes you think from a marketing standpoint, you have to be all fancy and put your best thing out there and, you know, wear fancy clothes and drive fancy cars and take little selfies of yourself getting on the airplane. And that's awesome. You know, if you have a job where you get to travel and you get to meet people, these things are going to happen and it is fun to share them. But if all you do is put out there that you are so perfect and that you've never made a mistake, then you're full of shit because everybody makes mistakes all the time. Even the best leaders out there make the wrong call from time to time. And I'm seeing more and more and more through social media of people just presenting themselves as awesome. And it doesn't really help others because when others go through rough times, they think they're the only people who are having a struggle. And therefore, it impacts their mental health. It impacts their ability to go and do their job because they think they're failing. I think a great leader does a good job of, sure, highlighting what they've done well. But I think a great leader also can very quickly tell you where they've dropped the ball and where they've stumbled and how they've learned from it. Last year, I was talking to somebody who was a community leader, and I specifically asked her, what's something you did wrong in this role? And she got angry with me. God, it was like you could just see the shift. She was so angry. She said, what are you implying? And I said, I was just trying to learn. I always ask questions of people like, what's your biggest challenge? You know, what have you done wrong? And she berated me and blew me off and wouldn't even talk about it anymore. And I realized I don't want to be that type of leader. I don't want to be the type of person who can't tell you, yeah, I'm struggling and I'm having a hard time. And as I've had the opportunity to meet great leaders, the ones I admire the most are the ones who aren't full of shit. They're not trying to sell you a bill of goods. They're not pretending that they're so smart or they're so great or every employee loves them or that everything they do turns to gold. So what do you think? Do you think that there is room for leaders to show their vulnerability? I think in 2023, if you're a leader, you have to be able to show that vulnerability because people want to be able to connect, and we can't connect to a facade. We can't connect to somebody who's being fake and phony and pretending and lying. And you can't grow an organization by selling bullshit because the reality is that eventually people find out. I mean, as a salesperson, you could meet your quota by lying all the time because you could just churn through new people, new customers, new clients. But if you're lying to them and they're not getting value, they're not going to come back. A great salesperson is someone who sells the real value and then makes sure that the client is getting that value and then can sell them follow-on things. So we need to pull back a little bit, I think, in where we are in society in this world of fanciness and you know, glamour and, oh, look at me, here I am doing all this cool stuff. And I think we need to sit down with our people and talk about, where do we want to go? What are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish? The leaders who I respect and who I would like to be more like are the ones who are getting things done, but along the way, don't have such an ego that they have to pretend they're perfect. Because I've never met anybody who's entirely perfect. I've seen people do a lot of great things, but I've also seen people screw up a lot. So that's today's really short podcast. Is don't be full of shit, because if you are, guess what? People figure it out. People realize. And the people I know who are, you know, having to be that way, even their friends talk about them like, yeah, they're full of it. You know, I would rather my friend say, yeah, he's done some really good things and he's struggled along the way and he's not perfect. And he'll be the first one to tell you that he's got a lot to learn. That's the kind of leader I would like to be. What do you think? Reach out to me. You know, you can always email me at Tom, T-H-O-M, at TomSinger.com or any of the social medias. I'm just Tom Singer, T-H-O-M-S-I-N-G-E-R. And I want you to tune in to this podcast, or if you caught this on video, check into the YouTube channel and, you know, let me know how I'm doing. I'm trying to reinvent this. I'm starting from scratch. I'm really not sure what it is I'm doing with this podcast, even though it's had a lot of success. I'm not going to pretend that that success has continued for the whole 8 years. It's had some ups and downs along the way. And I just want to figure out a new way to be able to connect with people, maybe inspire people. And by doing this, hopefully I can learn and grow along the way too. So again, thank you for tuning in and watching this, and help me, give me some advice along the way on how I can do a better job. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.